my cats have turned into little monsters, and all because of canned cat food. My mom had one can of cat food, and they have dry food, and my cats were delightful. They're friendly. They're like just delightful little kitties. And then I gave them one can that my mom happened to have in her pantry, and they have since become demanding little shits. And I walk within, I live in a fairly small place. I walk within 20 feet of the kitchen and they start yelling at me every time. And so now I give them canned food all the time. And it doesn't matter. I get up in the middle, I have to go to the bathroom. They start yelling at me. It's like, no matter what I'm doing, they yell at me now. And it is, I think, a really good metaphor, really good analogy, or really good lesson in how luxury destroys personality. And that I think about how so many, you know, there's a relationship between technology and society, such that when you introduce guns into a traditional hunter-gatherer society, it affects their relationship to the natural world. It ramifies all through society. You can't separate technology and society. Lewis Mumford talked about this. Many people have talked about this. But the point is that this is just a great example. So as soon as you give people steel knives, steel pots, it changes their relationship to the natural world, and it changes their relationship to everyone. And I'm just thinking how quickly these delightful little kitties turned into canned food addicts who now will hector me at every moment to give them more. And I think about that with our relationship to the natural world, and I think about that with our relationship to technology. That I think about the Doobie Brothers album, I believe it was called What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. And it's the same, what were once luxuries are now habits. That, and now what were once luxuries are now necessities. That this luxurious little thing has now transformed their personality entirely. And I think about that with us in technology.